The document reads that the bishops are witnessing with astonishment and moral disapproval the promotion of a warlike environment in Venezuela, above all the militarization of society, including the creation of civilian militias. A former paratroop commander, President Hugo Chavez, constantly urges Venezuelans to prepare for a possible U.S.-led invasion. Using this as an excuse, he is currently arming civilian groups and having them trained by military advisors for what he describes as a guerrilla-style resistance war. Critics, however, argue that the real goal of the neighborhood-based militias, which have drawn thousands of pro-Chavez volunteers, is to create the means to suppress all internal dissent. The bishops concord. In their statement, they have strongly condemned alleged persecution and discrimination for reasons related to ideological discrepancies, including the imprisonment of opponents for activities tied to their political positions. Dozens of government critics have faced criminal charges related, among other activities, to a short-lived 2002 coup and a devastating strike in 2003, both, however, which failed to oust Chavez. The leftist leader has said he wants to have good relations with the church. More than 90% of Venezuela's 26 million population is Roman Catholic. But the church stands firm in its call for greater freedom and democracy for the people of this oil-rich nation. I'm Emer McCarthy.